Well, there's been no shortage of controversy about horse racing in Australia over the last few weeks. The New South Wales government's decision to advertise the Everest on the sales of the Opera House caused an uproar. But it's back to the races this Saturday with the Caulfield Cup, an historic race, first run in 1879. The first prize is $5 million. Max Presnell is the co-host of Hoof on the Till with Helen Thomas, the show for all things racing on News Radio. Max, welcome back to Breakfast.
Top of the morning, dear friend.
Just remind us some of the great horses who've won this race over the years, Max.
Or Tullock has won. Tullock is the one that comes to mind. It was one of the great Caulfield Cup's friend because he was a three-year-old. He was absolutely dynamic, and he was probably the most impressive Caulfield Cup winner of my time. And that covers about 50 or 60 Caulfield Cups.
As always seems to be the case this time, this year, there's a field of 18, but 13 of them are internationally bred. Now, we've had this conversation about, you know, what's happening to the Australian breeding industry. But of the field, Max, who do you think are the strongest runners? Are they the internationals or some of the local horses?
That's what makes this race so intriguing, Fran, because there is just so much here. There's Japanese horses, there's horses from abroad, there's the internationals that are trained by Australians. This is a vintage Caulfield Cup. But look, the Aussie breds have a chance. Ace High is a Derby winner. He's a last start winner. Look, he's very much in the mix, as is one of the favourites, Young Star, a four-year-old mare. Look, they're top prospects. And in an average Caulfield Cup, I would say that they would be verging on good things. But this is not an average Caulfield Cup. This is a very, very strong Caulfield Cup. And we've got the unknown factors of these imports. We just don't know how good they are. But look, they're getting better. And the overseas trainers know what they're up against now. And they are training them better.
Okay, so it's all heading towards, it's part of the Spring Carnival, of course, in Melbourne Racing, heading towards the Melbourne Cup in a couple of weeks' time. Is the Caulfield Cup a guide to the Melbourne Cup?
Usually is a guide to the Melbourne Cup, usually is the best guide to the Melbourne Cup. But in recent years, because of the imports, because some don't race here before they go to the big one, the Melbourne Cup, look, it's different to what it was. The Melbourne Cup is changing. The Melbourne Cup is an international race run at Flemington. But the Caulfield Cup, I still think it's got that Australian trend to it, although the internationals have figured in the past, and I do think that they're getting better as far as the Caulfield Cup and Australian racing is concerned.
Sounds like it makes it hard to pick a winner, Max, but I'm sure you've been studying the form. Who do you think will come in 1, 2, 3?
I think Kings Will Dream will win in an average Caulfield Cup. I think it would be a good thing, but as I've pointed out, this ain't an average Caulfield Cup. I think Ace High will fill a placing, and certainly Young Star. So Kings Will Dream, trained by Darren Weir, ridden by Craig Williams, drawn right. Look, it ticks all the boxes, but the other two Aussies, I think, they could make it interesting. Luck in running could play a role.
All right, Max, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you on the radio again. Look forward to talking to you more over the rest of the Spring Carnival.
That'll always be my pleasure.
Max Presnell, co-host of Hoof on the Till with Helen Thomas on ABC News Radio. You can catch them, of course, on the ABC Listen app.